With the elections coming up, we are going to have a lot of problems. If it looks like he's winning in the polls, I would not be surprised if another COVID event happens or martial law due to civil uprisings. The civil uprisings could be between the left and the right politically, civil uprisings on the universities due to the pro-Palestinian versus the pro-Israeli. We are going to see people stoked into causing a lot of fighting. I wrote a year ago, Iran would attack Israel in early April, and it happened. And I'm telling you, I see a lot more chaos coming by the end of the year.
Welcome back to ISO Insights, and I'm super excited today because we have Pastor Mark Bildz, who is a well-known prophetic and Hebraic roots teacher and preacher. So you may have heard of him from his highly influential book years ago called Blood Moons, which started a wave of teaching around 2014 that's caused a big effect in the prophetic world. Well, Pastor Mark isn't a stranger to ISO Bible College. He's taught two courses for us so far, Understanding the Times and Seasons, and also the Lord's Imminent Return. So he often talks about the Hebraic calendar and biblical roots. Also, I wanted to point out, recently he's been on Pastor Jimmy Evans' podcast, The Tipping Point, and he's talked about his new book, America at War, 2024 to 2026, The Sons of Light versus the Sons of Darkness, which talks about a developing prophetic clash. And one of the things I heard you mention recently was between Israel and Iran, some developments that are coming soon. So I'm going to provide a link here to his book for you guys to check it out and buy it. And I'm extremely excited, Pastor Mark, to have you on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Matthew. So thankful that you had me on.
I'm thankful you came on. So I'm really excited to see what you have to say. And I heard your podcast interview with Pastor Jimmy Evans, and you said some things that were reasonably concerning and also very enlightening. One of the things I wanted to go ahead and hand it over to you to start talking about is what's going on in the U.S. right now in our culture. Tensions are higher than they've ever been. And you've said recently that you found prophetic indications of what's coming to pass, which your book is about. So could you go ahead and tell me some about that?
Well, to begin with, since you were talking about the United States here alone, I think you and everyone knows that with the elections coming up, we are going to have a lot of problems. And I think that the Trump organization, all of their followers are really looking for fraud happening this October or November. Well, during October, fraud happening for the November elections. And of course, Kamala Harris and the hate Trump people, both of them are really at a boiling point as far as who's going to be elected. My concern is there may not even be an election. And one of the reasons I say that is I believe that the deep state does not want Trump because he's going to fight against them, whereas Kamala could be easily overrun and she won't even be running it anyway as president. But what I see happening, they will do anything to stop Trump, assassinate him, as they've already tried three times now. Oh, if not that, if it looks like he's winning in the polls, I would not be surprised if another COVID event happens to come about or martial law due to civil uprisings. And the civil uprisings could be between the left and the right politically. They also could be, right here in the United States, civil uprisings on the universities due to the pro-Palestinian versus the pro-Israeli with what's going on in the Middle East right now. Then we could also have uprisings due to the illegal immigrants against the immigrants. You already see it being stoked about the Haitian immigrants. You know, and so who? It's just happening. It's happening. Whether we believe it or not fake news, we are going to see people stoked into causing a lot of fighting. But I would not be surprised, due to all of the illegal immigrants and terrorists who've been allowed to come in if we wouldn't start seeing suicide bombings here in the United States. A lot of terrorist attacks. But could you imagine if people start blowing themselves up at a gas station or a grocery store or on a bridge? That would totally shut down the United States economically. But it even gets worse, because I really believe in the midst of all that chaos, if we don't know who won the election and everyone is screaming fraud, that would be the best time, and I've already seen this in the news, for China to attack Taiwan, for North Korea to attack South Korea, for Iran to attack Israel. We're already so stuck in the Ukraine, we wouldn't have time for three other fronts that we'd have to be involved with, and we don't have any more money. And so that would be the perfect time for just complete chaos to happen by the end of the year. And that's what I was writing about in my book. As a matter of fact, on page 124, I wrote, a year ago, Iran would attack Israel in early April.
Yeah, wow.
Iran has never attacked Israel in 75 years. They've always used proxies. But a year ago, I said they would, and it happened. And I'm telling you, I see a lot more chaos coming by the end of the year.
Wow. What was just shocking to me was back when I saw the interview, you also were on a podcast more recently talking about one of the things that you have great teachings on, the prophetic calendar, the biblical calendar, on Yvette Gallinar's Table Talk. So I wanted to give her a plug. She's a friend of the show. But when you were on Pastor Jimmy Evans, I saw this after about 12 days of the release, and it sounded as though, you could correct me if I'm wrong, but that it was recorded in April. And it seems to me that when I heard what you said in there, I was shocked. I was stunned, because one of the things that you had mentioned, obviously at that time, if I'm getting it, like, okay, this was recorded in April. This is way before Israel publicly took out Hezbollah's leaders. So right. That is the main proxy Iran's used for many decades to be like a satellite state, like the Soviet Union used to have in Cuba to America. That was to Israel for Iran. Now, They just took them out. I'm hearing this statement you made in April, and you said we're going to start seeing it, from what I'm seeing on the calendar, in fall this year, 2024, and then in spring next year, things are really going to crank up. So imagine this was released before Iran threw out all these missiles against Israel.
Right.
I would love to hear some of the details. I know you connected what you saw to the blood moons back in 2014 and 2015, and you made a statement that kind of made my hair stand on edge. You said, back then, when that was initially released, everybody kind of misunderstood the direction I was going in. Some people tried to, point it, as often people do, to the return of Jesus. But you said, all I knew is it meant, in an ambiguous sense, war. But now I know more specifically. Could you talk a little bit about that for me?
Yes, this goes back to the biblical calendar. This is mind-blowing, Matthew, mind-blowing. You can only proclaim, according to Leviticus 25, the year of Jubilee on Yom Kippur, okay? Every 50 years, we have the year of Jubilee ending and another year of Jubilee beginning. You can only proclaim the year of Jubilee on Yom Kippur. When you understand, when you get my book, you know when every Jubilee year is. You know where every Shemitah year. As a matter of fact, I have it all recorded clear back to Adam and Eve. Every Shemitah cycle, every Jubilee cycle. And it's all math. If the Hebrew year is divisible by 7, it's a Shemitah year. If it's divisible by 49, the next year is the Jubilee year. So it just took me a long time in an Excel spreadsheet, and I have them all listed. But the last Jubilee began in 1973 on Yom Kippur, the very day of the Yom Kippur War. The Yom Kippur War is what started that Jubilee cycle. 50 years later is 2023, and this latest war, the Iron Swords War, was October 7th of 2023, which was the very last day of the year of Jubilee. So here we have the year of Jubilee bracketed, the very first day with war, the very last day with war. And God pre-warned that those things would happen. In the 1967, you have the 1967 war, the Six-Day War, and you had blood moons. saying this is referring to war, but it also was predicting 7 years later, the 1973 Yom Kippur War on the first day. Then in 2014, 2015, we had those four blood moons. And I didn't know what they meant for sure, but all of a sudden I realized they were 7 year warning of the 2023 war at the very last day. So they were both very prophetic, meaning war, not only war, but on the first and the last day of the Jubilee cycle.
I hope you're enjoying the conversation. I've got something else to mention to you. This actually is a podcast hosted by a Bible college, in case you didn't know, ISO Bible College. If you go to isow.org, you can find out more about us. We offer a wide range of courses, and that can go from theology to biblical studies to personal devotion, ministry, and also you can get a bachelor's degree for a fraction of the cost through ISO. Look into our Access Pass, which is a month-to-month subscription that can be canceled at any time. ISO gives you access to affordable education that you can do at your own pace, in your own timing, and save quite a bit of money while doing it. So we'd love to give you this opportunity. Go ahead and go over to isow.org. And also, if you've enjoyed ISO Insights, the podcast, I'd love it if you would like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and for extra measure, you can go right down to the comment section below and leave a comment for us. You guys be blessed, and back to the interview.
Oh, my word. I'm getting goosebumps, man. That is crazy.
Well, I know.
What do you think's going to happen next? I'm not just trying to invite you to prognosticate, but just tell me, what is your hunch based off of those patterns you're seeing?
I can tell you right now, and it's mind-blowing. Again, mind-blowing. Genesis 1:14, God said he created the sun and the moon for his calendar. The church is on the Gregorian Catholic calendar. It is only based on the sun. Wrong calendar. The Islamic calendar is based only on the moon. I mean, what would Christians say if we said, let's keep Christmas on the Islamic calendar? Are you nuts? Well, I say, are you nuts to keep it on the Gregorian calendar? You need to have it on the biblical calendar. This is why sometimes the resurrection or Easter is a month before Passover. How do you celebrate the resurrection a month before he dies? You're on the wrong calendar. Okay. So what this means now is I looked at NASA's website to see what eclipses are coming over 2024 through 2026. And what is happening, the April 8th total solar eclipse going south to north across the United States was the trigger. And most people don't know, but it fell on the biblical calendar. I think it was April 8th on our calendar, but it was the first day of Nisan, which is the first day of the religious calendar.
Wow.
This is the very day God said, this is to be the beginning of the year for you. It was same day the three days of darkness in the original plagues happened. It's the same day of the anniversary of the grand opening ceremony of Moses' tabernacle. Okay, so we have a total solar eclipse. Guess what? This last Rosh Hashanah, we had another solar eclipse. Next year, there's another solar eclipse on Nisan 1 and another solar eclipse on Rosh Hashanah.
Wow.
So these, with solar eclipses, that speaks of the nations. And that means war is coming to the nations.
Wow.
A lunar eclipse speaks of Israel. And guess what? We had a lunar eclipse during the month of Elul, which is like September of this last year. Mm. And the month of Elul, you know, Matthew, I ask Christians, do you know the times and the seasons? Are we supposed to? They go, yes. I say, what time is it? Oh, I don't know. What season is it? Oh, I don't know. Okay, well, I'm trying. In the book, I tell people when the times and the seasons are. And the month of Elul is a month for repentance. It's a month when they say the king is in the field and he's separating the wheat from the tares. And so then at Rosh Hashanah, the heavenly court is open and God judges every man to determine who's going to live, who's going to die this next year. Okay, well, then there's a lunar eclipse coming up this March on Purim. Purim is the very day Amalek, Haman, wanted to kill all the Jews. So this is meaning war coming to Israel. And then it happens another year. The next month of Elul, another lunar eclipse. And the second year in a row, you have another lunar eclipse on Purim. And so these back-to-back eclipses means war is coming to the nations into Israel. And so we have to get ready. Now, here's what's even freakier. Are you ready? And again, I use science. I use math. I use the Bible. I just put things together so people can see it from a biblical perspective. The 12 tribes, when they went to war, they marched in a certain order. There were three tribes on the east. They went first. Then the three tribes on the south, then the three tribes on the west, then the three tribes on the north. And when you understand how the tribes were set around the tabernacle, Leah's children were east and south. Rachel's children were west and north. Now, they had a certain order when they went to war. Well, each tribe was assigned a month. And so, since Nisan is the first month and Judah went first, Judah was a tribe assigned to the month of Nisan. It's just like if we were to use our calendar, January through December, the 12 tribes each have a month that belonged to them, and it was based on the order of how they marched, okay? In the book, I lay this out. These eclipses over the next 2 years fall in the exact order of how they marched to war. Take the promised land. So not only do you have these eclipses falling on significant months, it is in the same order of how they march to war, the months.
Oh, my word. I'm getting my mind blown.
We'll be talking about that at the Perry Stone Conference coming up.
Oh, my word. Well, I'm going to be there for that. I'm going to be excited to see that. So here's what's blowing my mind. And you mentioned this before. And some of the stuff I'm reviewing, I know. But so the solar eclipses are for the nations. And I know that something similar happened, for instance, with Pompeii in Rome before it was destroyed. An eclipse was said to have happened
and
beforehand.
Nineveh. When Jonah went, there was a solar eclipse 3 months before Jonah got there. That's why they repented.
Wow. That's crazy. So it happened at the same time on the calendar as the days of darkness in Egypt, Mitzrayim, you know, when God judged it. So going to that point, I heard you mention the two eclipses, the one recently and the one in 2016 that happened specifically over the U.S. formed an X, which is like the original symbol for Tav in the Hebrew alphabet.
Which means a sign. That's what it means, a sign.
Wow. Man.
And so this is a sign that, and do you know, this was, since we become a nation, this is like the only total solar eclipse that completely crossed the nation. The other ones maybe hit Florida, hit California, you know, a couple of states, but no, this one is specifically for the United States. And then right after that, of course, the Francis Scott Key Bridge gets taken down, you know, who wrote our national anthem. And so there's so many things that are pointing to major problems coming economically as well as militarily.
Oh, my word. So we know, just like Jesus said, you know, when you see the sky is red and lowing, you know bad weather's coming. And he's talking about the signs. And Moses said, God gave us the signs in the heavens to be able to predict something's coming. So with that said, we know America, big trouble. Something God's trying to warn us. You mentioned also with Israel, and to me, I would think if it falls on Purim, that may be a message of salvation for Israel through war, that God will spare them.
Yes, I very well could be. And the reason why I said that would happen in Nisan, you haven't read the book, so I'll just mention this. The first time Amalek attacked was the month after they left Egypt. They left Egypt in the first month, which was Nisan. The second month is Iyar. And that's when Amalek attacked and Moses had to have his arms held up. And God said he's going to have a war with Amalek in every generation. The second time we hear of Amalek attacking is in the book of Esther and Purim, which is the very last month. It's like they attacked in, let's say, February. No, let's say they attacked in, January and November. Let's just say, okay. Well, the next attack would be in December. Well, that's the case here. Nisan is the first month. And so Amalek attacked in Iyar. Why did he attack in Iyar? He didn't want them to receive Pentecost on Mount Sinai in the next month.
Wow.
And then why did he attack in the last month? Okay, Adar. He didn't want them to be successful again. Mm. All that's left is Nisan to attack them in, because it says it's in the spring when kings go to war. Well, those 3 months are the spring for Israel. Wow. And King Dave, or Daniel, in Daniel chapter 10, he has a vision. He's been praying for 3 weeks, praying and fasting for 3 whole weeks. And you remember the story when this angel appears and he said, look, I would have been here to help you from the first day, but I've been battling the prince of Persia.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's Iran. And the 3 weeks he was fasting was in Nisan or April.
Oh, my word.
And it says in there, you're getting a prophecy of what's going to happen in the last days. We're in the last days. You have to realize we just lived through Daniel 10. It just happened. The prophecy of Daniel 10 just happened this last April.
Oh, my word.
This is when Iran, for the first time in history, attacked April. That's why I knew it was going to happen, because it says it happened in April or Nisan.
Wow. Oh, my word.
And he started fasting on Nisan 3, okay, to the 24th. Iran announced they were going to attack Iran on Nisan 3, the exact day that Daniel started praying.
Wow. Oh, my word.
And so we've just gone through that prophecy. It's prophetically been fulfilled, but most Christians don't know because they're not on God's calendar.
Oh, my goodness. So, wow. You also mentioned Isaiah. Isaiah, I believe it was chapter 17, the destruction
of Damascus.
Yeah, yeah, of Damascus.
And the Psalm 83 war. And look what's happening right now in Syria. And look what's happening, you know, in Lebanon, Iran. Yeah. I mean, we have troops in Syria right now. So I believe that the Isaiah 17 war is the next one that will be fulfilled. A lot of people think it's the Gog-Magog war. No. Sorry, that's not happening. It's going to be the Isaiah 17 war, then the Psalm 83 war. Now, this is what is key that I really want you and your listeners to get a hold of. Mm-hmm. Okay, this may come as a shock, but Daniel was Jewish. Now, here's why I say that. Are you familiar with Daniel's 70 weeks?
Yes.
And there's 1 week left. And the week refers to 7 years. That's where everyone gets the idea of a 7-year tribulation. That's 1 week, right? He didn't use a Gregorian calendar. What that means is the tribulation has to begin the beginning of a Shemitah cycle. The tribulation can't begin any time, any day, any week, any month, any year. It has to begin because he's thinking Shemitah weeks, not any random 7 years. And so when is the next Shemitah week begin? The fall of 2029. So that means the tribulation cannot begin until the fall of 2029. And if it doesn't, it can't begin until the fall of 2036, because he was dreaming not of a 7-year time period, but a Shemitah week of 7 years.
Oh, my word. Wow. Wow.
Do you catch that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the whole reason they went into captivity was because they weren't keeping the Shemitah week, honoring the seventh year.
Wow.
So how can that's why the tribulation has to begin at the beginning of a Shemitah cycle.
So that gives us a clear like map to see actually where this is going to happen.
We know the times and seasons. We don't know the date. If it's not then, we do know it 7 years later. But you only can understand this if you know the times and seasons.
Oh, my word. Well, I've got to say, like, at this point, I did want to mention. So for those of you that are listening to this and like, oh, my word, this is blowing my mind right now. I don't even have a concept of the biblical calendar. Well, we're going to show you right now on this this video. A little listing is going to come up here, something that's going to come up on the screen. Go ahead and click that if you want to go and access a free video about the Jewish calendar that Pastor Mark Biltz teaches. So you go ahead, see that, and you'll learn everything you need to know to get an introduction of what he's talking about here. So hopping here, this is so mind-blowing to me. You're basically saying that with that Shemitah cycle every 7 years, because there's so much confusion in the prophetic world, because it seems like there's all these predictions. But first of all, you got to be able to have, how do I say that? You got to have long suffering, because Isaiah prophesied some things that didn't happen in his life.
Of course.
But how much would it help us if we actually paid attention to a timetable that God told us things were going to happen by? We wouldn't get discouraged every year. Oh, it didn't happen this year. Oh, it didn't happen this year.
Exactly. But it's like, oh, no. Exactly. Yeah. You know, if you have time to prepare, you know, if you're supposed to. See, here's the thing. You know, in Ecclesiastes 3, there's a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck. The church is planning at plucking time and plucking at planning time because they don't know what time it is.
Yeah.
And so there's a time for peace and a time for war. And I am telling you, we're entering a war cycle. That's why I wrote the book, America at War. We are in a war cycle.
Wow. My word. So many ministers have talked about like warning about America and judgment. I do want to ask you real quick, because we're nearing the end. What do you think is the connection? Is there a reasonable connection between spiritually, between the U.S. and Israel? Because a lot of people preach that. Do you feel like that there is a spiritual connection there and a bond? Or do you feel like that America, just like any other Gentile nation, is kind of on a separate calendar in the eyes of God than Israel?
Well, they're definitely on a separate calendar, but there are some connections. Some are bad connections. Some are good connections. I don't know if you knew this, but we became an independent nation on the 4th of July of 1776. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the very day they worshiped the golden calf on the 17th of Tammuz. And here we have that big golden calf in, you know, New York's Wall Street. We began our relationship on that day. They worshiped the money, the golden calf. We still worship money today. Wow. This is a big problem. I don't know if you've heard me speak on this, but most people don't know the difference between 1 million, 1 billion, and 1 trillion, except for some zeros. So let me make it simple for everybody. To count 1 million seconds is 12 days. To count 1 billion seconds is 33 years. But guess what? To count a trillion seconds is 33,000 years. It's only been 6,000 years since Adam. 1 trillion seconds is 33,000 years, and we are $34 trillion in debt. $34 trillion in debt. Take 34 times 33,000 years, and that's how long if we were to pay off a dollar every second, and we're going $1 trillion in debt every quarter. Economically, we're going to be going down the toilet and be on a digital dollar, I would bet, by the end of next year.
Wow. Really? Oh, my word. Well, you know, I will say this real quick. From the beginning, I know that the U.S. has always had this spiritual struggle. There's always been one side that's been motivated by the world and the other side that's been motivated by God. The Puritans versus Jamestown, where they were all about tobacco and making money. And I always knew that when America was established in 1776, the founders had a lot of deism. And there was a blend of the Bible and Rome, Roman government. Yes.
Exactly.
So we're always making this decision between what spirit we will follow.
Well, even as an individual, we have the good nature and the evil nature within us. The battle is within every individual. And so that's where we need to teach proper morality so people are inclined more to the good than the bad.
Wow. You know, in preparation for, obviously, this, we're reaching the end of the video here. I've enjoyed this so much, but I wanted to ask, I like to ask personal questions as much as possible, just to give that personal touch, you know, as believers. But every time we have a conference, or whether it's at ISO at our Bible college, or at the Ministry Center OCI at a Perry Stone conference where you're ministering, I always see when we go by your table, along with your books, you have these beautiful pieces of artwork that I know that your son does. And I'd love for you just to share a little bit with everyone about your son and what he does, what his ministry is.
Yeah, my son is like 45 years old. He's autistic, has Asperger's. He's always been in special ed, but God just downloaded him Hebrew and the numerical value and science, and he's put together this artwork that is totally biblical, and it really shows how God is the creator, infallible proofs. And so it's awesome art with math, science, all combined together, proving the existence of God.
Wow. I think it's beautiful. I've seen those pieces many times. I wanted to give that little announcement. So anybody watching this video, go buy some of those art pieces. They're going to bless you. Pastor Mark.
ESM.us. They can get the book there or Amazon or his artwork.
Absolutely. ESM.us. I'll put a banner here. Everybody can see it clearly. Thanks. So do go buy, purchase the new book about America at War 2024 through 2026. You're going to find so many some insights there. ISO Insights is the name of our show. But also go look through the bookstore on their ministry page and bless them. Pastor Mark, it's been a huge blessing having you on here.
Well, thank you.
I love it.
Well, you take care.
Yeah, you too, sir. And you guys, I'll catch you next time on ISO Insights.